Chairman, I'd say at the outset, I asked this question wearing two hats, one as a Westfield shareholder and one as a journalist who's twice over the years worked at Fairfax. I've no doubt that Fred brings a lot of value to the Westfield board, and if you look at the quality of the Westfield board, you'd have to say of all the AGMs I've been over the last little while, it's probably in the top 10%. Depth of skills, all the rest. My concern is that Fred holds a particular position in the business community, being chief executive of Fairfax, and I know there's been a couple of examples in the past year where Fairfax papers have omitted to mention he was involved in an outside business interest in important stories of public interest. One of most note was the story on Pacific Power. Therefore, as a journalist, I believe that Fred, given he's heading the most important independent newspaper group in Australia, and that newspaper group is all about upholding corporate governance, public standards and all the rest, my view is that he should not hold any outside directorships, and particularly with a company such as Westfield, which often gets involved in issues of public interest, be they planning, retail policy, all sorts of things. So while I don't oppose his re-election per se, I do want to get my reservations placed on the record about his being on this board, given his role in another place.
Thank you. I think you mentioned the word independent. And I think you can certainly count on Fred's independence. And he knows when and what he has to do to be independent, to be perceived independent. And I remember when before he accepted the position, he told me that he's going to take that position. And my first question was to him, please, Fred, will you stay with us? And he consented to stay with us. And I'm sure that he in his position as chief executive of Fairfax and non-executive director of Westfield Holdings is in no conflict whatsoever. And if there was a conflict, I'm sure he would stand up and do something about it. So I don't propose to ask him to say anything to that unless he particularly wants to. And I think I recommend strongly his re-election. If I could say that...
No, it's actually just one important point.
Hang on a second. I haven't quite finished. You know. I let you finish, so maybe you'll let me finish also. I think as far as independence is concerned, maybe your independence is in question in suggesting that. You're a journalist. You hold positions of journalist in various publications. I think maybe your independence could be questioned on this subject. And I certainly recommend that he be re-elected.
I think you're probably right. There's a legitimate debate about my position. I would make the point, it's important, I didn't say it before, that if there is an element of censorship in the Fairfax press, it's a self-censorship. And it should be noted that Fred does have a policy of independence and that there's no suggestion of any from-on-high editorial decrees. It's just, as a journalist who's worked at Fairfax, I know there's an element of self-censorship. I remember choosing once not to mention that he'd been on your boat, for instance, off Saint-Tropez, and that was an element of self-censorship by me because I was worried about that. So it's no decree from on high, but it just creates a perception on the newsroom floor, which I think is best to be avoided.
I think we take what you say, and we'll let the shareholders decide.